Angola Speaks. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. David Kennedy. He is the author of How to Save Your Teeth, Toxic-Free Preventative Dentistry, and his website is fluoridegate.org. Go there and look at the film, purchase a film, purchase several copies of the film to pass out to people in your community or to the politicians who are running things in your community. Let's see, we were talking about, I asked a question, that who is informing the dentist that mercury has been outlawed?
Well, the ADA misrepresented the outcome of the meeting. One of the reasons this argument has gone on so long is because the trade association that has the patent on amalgam, that has the franchise to accredit all the schools and so forth, is behaving in a wholly unethical fashion by deceiving the members that have paid for them to, you know, provide them information. They provide the misinformation. And they've been doing this they have a long history of this. In 1990, they wrote a paper that when your patient asked, which is obviously designed to tell the client about mercury. And it was so full of garbage that we sat down and wrote like a 22-page response to it in exactly each misstatement that they made. They didn't correct their misstatements, and that's one of the things, is if you tell a lie and then you get caught at it, you have two choices. You can say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know, or you can double down. It really is up when you know it's down. So they've doubled down, and then they've been doubling down for 200 years, and it's time for them to stop. And I think it's time for them to lose their franchise on, you know, educating the dentist. I don't think any dental school should be accredited by a trade association. It's just like having the plumbers union accredit, you know, the engineering plans for a skyscraper. I don't think that's how we should educate our children. We should not indoctrinate. Dental education is indoctrination, not education. Ask your dentist what dose of fluoride is safe for a baby, and they'll say, oh, well, it's one part per million. Well, that's not a dose. That's a concentration in a liquid solution, and it has nothing to do with dose. And so if they can't calculate dose, they should not be making decisions regarding the dose of these elements, mercury and fluoride and so forth, that the children receive. Ask the dentist what dose of mercury you receive from the filling. And they'll wave their arm and say, it's a little tiny bit. And, well, the only people talk about a little tiny bit, the Scotia and a dab, are chefs and bartenders. So right. If they can't tell you the dose, they can't talk to you about it.
Oh, my. I was talking to a lady yesterday whose husband is attending dental school here in the Chicago area, and I think I'm going to have to give her a copy of the audio files from today's program, because especially when you mentioned that students are indoctrinated, and I think it's true for medical school also. And of course, when you were talking about mercury and it being outlawed, I thought about the light bulbs that they're trying to force on us, the mercury light bulbs.
I read a thing about a lady that bought one of those compact fluorescent light bulbs, and she screwed it in the light, and she screwed it a little too hard, and it broke, and the mercury spilled out. So she called Home Depot, and Home Depot says, well, we don't handle that, but you can call the hazmat people. And they called the hazmat people, and they showed right up in their white suits and their respirators and their cleaners and measuring device, and they cleaned the whole thing up, and they got it all cleaned up, and the cost was only $2,000. How many million of these compact fluorescent lights are broken in homes and then seep into the carpet or into the woodwork or into the floors, and it sits there and effervesces mercury forever after, poisoning whoever buys that house next? I remember there was a baby that was poisoned nearly to death on a couch that had a broken thermometer.
Oh, my goodness. All righty, we do have to take a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. David Kennedy. He is the author of How to Save Your Teeth, Toxic-Free Preventive Dentistry, and his website is fluoridegate.org. You were talking about the baby poisoned by a broken thermometer when we went to the break. So did the baby die?
Baby survived, but it was it's a poignant story. It was the parents were shopping him around to all the doctor's office and all that stuff, and nobody could figure out what was wrong with the baby. And they were sitting in the waiting room in a huge hospital in Texas, medical center, and the baby was sitting there, and the parents had covered up the head because the baby was light sensitive and couldn't stand lights, and was sitting there crying quietly. And a real old physician walked by, and she stopped, and she looked at the baby for about 2 seconds. And she said, "Do you know what's wrong with your baby?" And they said, "No." And she said, "It's mercury poisoned." And they said, "Oh." And she said, my name is Dr. So-and-so, and when I was a young resident years ago, we used to have a lot of mercury poisoning because they had used teething powders and creams and white skin lightening creams and baby rash creams and so forth that contained ointment that had mercury in it, calomel. And so there were a lot of mercury poisoned babies. And I've seen this before, and once you've seen it, you'll never forget it. And so she wrote down on her prescription pad what was wrong with the baby, and by golly, she was right. And all the young doctors had never seen it because, that they banned the teething powders in 1939. So somebody that graduated from medical school in 1955 had never seen that. So they were just making the rounds of people that didn't know what the disease was, but they were... She was old enough to remember when she'd seen mercury poisoned babies. Well, the disease of mercury poisoning in infants back in, they used to cost 5% of the infant mortality in England, for example, in 1939 was due to acridemia. Acridemia is mercury poisoning. And that the non-lethal form of acridemia is called autism. So we just keep changing the names. The disease continues. The same cluster of things go wrong. Neurological impairment and yada, yada, yada. So they change the name, but the disease goes on.
Exactly. All right, a question from the chat room. Why would a dentist take out wisdom teeth? What is the usual reason that they do that?
What is a dentist? I didn't quite catch the question.
Extract wisdom teeth.
It's a form of insanity. Don't take out a wisdom tooth that's all the way in the mouth. The problem is people are exposed to bad food and fluoride, and it causes the teeth to be jumbled. Is that the crooked teeth are actually a symptom of bad nutrition and fluoride. As when in our documentary that we filmed 13 years ago in China, that none of the children in the low fluoride area of China had any crooked teeth. There wasn't one tooth out of place. And all of the children in the high fluoride area had crooked teeth. Well, in America, you know, what they say, 80% of the children have malocclusions. Well, you know, yeah, that's what it causes. It causes it in cattle. It causes it in horses. One of my other documentaries was poisoned horses. And here's an adult horse that's still got baby teeth. You know, this phenomena is very well understood and well-researched, and we're doing it to our children. So the wisdom teeth don't grow in because the jaw didn't grow, and that's because the person's poisoned. The solution is not to go rip the teeth out. The solution is to quit poisoning the children so they grow up normally instead of, you know, with impacted wisdom teeth. So what happens to those sites when 100% of wisdom teeth extraction spread bacteria to the bloodstream? And what happens to lots of those sites is that they develop chronic infections where those teeth are pried out. You end up with jawbone infections and all this other stuff. So it's an insane thing in our society today that what they say, a wisdom tooth is a vestigial organ for the support of the oral surgeons. But don't get your wisdom teeth ripped out, especially if they come into the mouth. But there might be an argument for one that's lying on the side infected, but please keep your wisdom teeth.
Wait, I never got any.
Well, you got out of line. They were passing out teeth, and you said, "Say, I got to go do a radio program. I got to go."
Yeah, that's it. All righty. We will take calls, by the way. It's 800-313-9443. And there is also a lot of question about, I've just lost my thought here. When you have another procedure. Oh my goodness! I can't even think of what it is. When they go in, a root canal, yeah, a root canal.
Oh, well, you know the root canals are almost equally crazy. Don't let your teeth die. That's the you know, make sure you keep your teeth alive. It's kind of fingers and toes. You know, what there's no reason to keep a dead tooth. You know, dead teeth are dead teeth, and you know that it's unfortunate, and you should avoid it. And you avoid it by fixing cavities before they get big, and you fix them before you have before it rots into the nerve. So don't do that, and try not to step in front of the fast moving baseballs. You know. So anyway, there are reasons for teeth to die. Embalming the tooth, it does not make any sense. The doing a root canal on tooth, and I used to do a lot of them, but you know, I've changed my mind as I learned more, and I didn't learn this in dental school. We've learned it from research that's done afterwards. But all these teeth, you've got DNA testing now. You can take a dead tooth, smash it up, and take the DNA out of it, and it's full of all manner of pathogens. They're not good guys. They're bad guys. And so the thing is, full of bad guys, you can measure the amount of toxicity coming out of them. Not all of them, but most of them are leaking an element that's more toxic than botulism. So does that cause a specific disease? No. It causes systemic wide poisoning. And that's the problem. You don't want a lot of dead teeth in your mouth. And the only way not to have a lot of dead teeth in your mouth is take good care of the teeth that you got. And because God gives you 32 perfect teeth, and it's just our diet and our hygiene that destroys them. The tooth decay and gum disease are germs. That you can remove germs from your skin by taking a shower. You can remove them from your mouth by brushing and then showering your mouth with a water pick. You can't get all the germs out of your mouth that are pathogens by just brushing. Is it because the bad guys are swimmers And so if you're just using a brush, you end up moving them from one tooth to the other, and you don't ever get them out of the mouth. But if you hose it down afterwards with a water pick that has something in it, like a little iodine or salt water or whatever, and then you wash them away, they get to, you know, go surfing in the tsunami, and then it takes them right on down the drain, and they're out of your mouth, and your mouth is healthy. So it's hygiene. I wrote a whole book on the subject. It's real simple. It's called Kill Them All, and then look and see and make sure they're gone.
Okay, that sounds like, oh, that's wonderful. All righty, let's take a phone call. Let's take Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, especially Dr. Kennedy there. I got a question for you. How do we get the water out of our fluoride that we drink? What do you think of, like, a Berkey water filtration system?
You know, this is a tough question because I haven't measured the Berkey. I haven't, but the problem is, universal. All filters fail. And so what I'm encouraging people to do is let's get it out of the municipal water supply so that we don't have, you know, because cleaning up water once it doesn't have fluoride in it is relatively simple. But once it's got the fluoride in it, you've either got to distill it, you've got to turn it to steam and have it come back as fresh water, you've got to deionize it, which means you take all the separate ions out, which is fluoride, and then that's drinkable water. And some of the reverse osmosis systems will lower the amount of fluoride, but they won't remove it all. If you want to filter it, you end up filtering it through bone char, which is, you know, the bones of animals. They cook it down to the point where it's just hydroxycrystalline apatite, same thing as the enamel in your teeth. That'll suck up fluoride. But any filter, the water will channel through it. And so, you know, why is the Grand Canyon there? Well, the water channeled through Arizona, and it created a big groove. Well, anytime you run in a lot of water through a granular media, it creates its own way through, and then a lot of the water goes through without touching the media, so it doesn't take the fluoride out. So it's really tough to build a system that will routinely remove all the fluoride. And in addition to that, what are you going to do for your shower? It goes right through your skin. Do you have a hot tub? Are you going to take a bath? Are you going to go to the swimming pool? The problem is that once it's in municipal water supply, it's in your beer. It's in the pasta that you bought at the restaurant. It's in the rice that you bought at the restaurant. I can't tell you how many restaurants I've been in that said, you know, oh, I don't want the water. And they said, oh, we filter it. And so I whip out my little fluoride tester, and I said, well, let me test it. Boom, it's the same as tap water. So they may think they're serving good water, and what it is, it's the rhetoric. I was at the Marriott in Las Vegas, and they said, oh, we filter our water. And I whipped out my little tester and said, that's the same as the tap water here in Las Vegas. So, you know, they'll lie to you, or they don't know. I don't know. I can't say whether they're telling you the truth or not, but most filters do not work for any length of time.
Well, like Deanna said, we live in Chicago, and it's crooked, and, there's no way of getting it out of the municipal water supply.
There is. There are a lot more of us than there are of them, and that what it has to be is the people like yourself that now understand the truth have to get together with other people who understand the truth and make sure that you only need one champion. It's what they're doing is unlawful. Is that if you can find somebody that is on our side, on your side, on the side of Americans, that elect them to city council and then have them go through a series of exercises. Jeff Green is my expert in this. He is a Citizens for Safe Drinking Water, and he will show that elected official how to use the power of their office to make the water safe, or safer, I guess I should say, by simply enforcing existing laws. Is that they basically are given a wink and a nod to a whole bunch of laws to allow this to continue. So all we got to do is be law and order kind of people and stop it. And so there are ways you don't have to go out and rant and rave about poison babies like I do. You don't have to do that. You just have to have somebody that's elected to office that actually has integrity and is open to transparency and full disclosure.
In Chicago? Wow, I don't know. That
might
have
happened
in Chicago. All righty, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Hi. Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. David Kennedy. He is the author of How to Save Your Teeth, Toxic-Free Preventive Dentistry. If you have a question or comment, the number is 800-313-9443. Dr. Kennedy's website is fluoridegate.org, and we do have some other questions. What is the cosmetic solution if one removes a root-canaled tooth?
There are many. There are a lot of ways to fill in missing teeth. My grandfather only lived to be 93. He didn't have any teeth the whole time I knew him, so there are false teeth. If you've got, I call it aces and spaces, if you've got a few good teeth and all the rest of them are gone, you can build what are called removable partial dentures. I've made many of those, and they are like glasses, you know, they're an appliance that you wear. And it fills in the missing spots. My wife, when she was real sick, we took out her last root canal tooth, and both in front and behind where the tooth came out were real long span bridges, and she was too sick to do any dentistry on at that time. She'd had a major bout with cancer, and so I just made her a one tooth partial. I made a tooth that had, all out of the real high strength plastics called SmileRite, and I snapped right into place, and it was so tight that I had to teach her to pull it out with two spoons so she could clean it. But that's been in there for 13 years, and you can't take it away from her. She loves it because it means, A, she doesn't have to have any more dentistry, and, B, it fills in the gap, and when she smiles, she looks perfect. So she's perfectly, and that was that was a like a one visit thing. You know, we weren't doing anything at the time, so it was get it in and get it out. So that was so there are ways you can, and then you can do, of course, conventional dentistry at the bridges and crowns and so forth. Connect them all together. It's no different than the, you know, you got San Diego at one end and the island of Coronado on the other, and you got a bridge between the two. So if you've got good teeth in the back, you can make the bridge. If you don't, you make what's called a removable or unilateral distal extension partial. So there are ways we can fix this. I'm not a big, you notice I haven't mentioned implants and stuff like that. Well, that's also a cautionary area that we cannot find any data showing that the implants are safe. The product they're using is are fairly biocompatible in the ceramic ones. The titanium itself is not, but the oxide is. The trouble is no skin grows to any of the implants, so you have a wound in your mouth. Well, your mouth is not a very clean place. It's full of bacteria, so having a wound in a dirty place that where bacteria can get into your bloodstream is probably not a good idea. So, you know, I'm skin is our protection. You know, if you fell in a pile of horse dung or something like that, if you don't have a cut, you don't get infected because your skin protects you. You go home, take a shower, and washes off, and you're happy. So you would not like that if you had cuts all over your body because they often get infected.
That's true. I hope I never do fall into a pile.
So you're not from a farm. I was raised in Kansas. there are things that happen there that you would like
indeed
to avoid in the future, I'm sure.
All righty. One of our chatters in the chat room said, since I don't think we can avoid fluoride, is there a way to get rid of it from the body, such as a detox or something like that?
Yes, kind of. Some of the fluoride will be in the bones the day you die. Fluoride is one of the most retentive poisons known to mankind because half of it sticks in your bones for many years, 20, 25 years at a time. And once you get older, it just stays there because your bones quit turning over. But so the calcium, magnesium, vitamin C, selenium, and iodine. And then let me turn that around backwards. Iodine is essential nutrient for everybody, and it is very helpful in the body getting rid of fluoride. So put iodine on your list of things to get at the store today. Lugol's is the kind that Dr. Gerson recommended to fight cancer. It's half iodine, half iodide, and you know, put that in your orange juice every morning or whatever and eat it. It's good for you. So iodine, or you can put it in your water pick and squirt it around. It's good for killing germs. So, you know, it's good stuff. So iodine, you need a diet that's rich in calcium and magnesium. And magnesium is probably the one that we're the shortest of, but especially if you're lactose intolerant, you might be short of calcium. So foods that are rich in calcium and magnesium, you know, kale and the vegetables, all the things that we don't get if we eat at the fast food places. Selenium is an essential mineral, and the guy I worked with at UCSD, Gerhard Schrauser, was the fellow that proved that selenium prevents cancer in many cases. He gave rats a carcinogen, 100% of them got cancer and died. He gave them selenium, and then the same amount of carcinogen, only 10% of the rats got cancer. Selenium is powerful in protecting the body against cancer, and yet it's not supplemented in any of the foods or anything like that. You got to go find it and take it. So selenium, 200 micrograms. You don't need a lot. You need a little tiny bit, but that's essential. Calcium, magnesium, vitamin C, selenium, and iodine. That's the vitamin C is how your body counteracts the damage done by fluoride. Fluoride is the ultimate oxidant, and so vitamin C is what your body uses as an antioxidant. So, you know, poison plus the antidote, and maybe you'll survive. So that's the good question. Tough answer.
Yes. All righty. Well, thank you so much. Let's take another phone call. Let's take Wes in. Oh, we got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll take Wes in Idaho. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
FluorideGate.org. And let's take Wes in Idaho. Wes, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna.
Hi.
I wanted to say that I very much identify with the spirit activism and concern of this good dentist. It always confounds me when I have to explain or justify my own activism. I mean, what's wrong with you? What people that you're not concerned about this? I wanted to throw in that the English language gets its word pharmacy from the Greek word pharmakia, which means poison, sorcery, witchcraft. I wanted to ask the doctor, what about the iodine nascent? How does that compare to Lugol's?
I'm not familiar with the nascent iodine that you can ask the manufacturer what form it is. Your body needs two forms of iodine. One is the free molecule, iodine, and the other is combined. And then the Lugol's, it's potassium iodide. So iodide is the combined form, and iodine is the free form, and your body needs both forms. And so Lugol's the nascent may well be the same kind of composition, but I'm not familiar with that particular product. But anyway, that's what your body needs. And so be sure and you can flood it with it. You can take more than is necessary, and you just it leaves your body through the kidneys, and it's not harmful to the kidneys either. So what's interesting is that in studies where they've had animals, especially or even some of my doctor friends tell me about humans, is that when you give iodine to people that have been exposed to our industrial food, that three things happen. One, they excrete bromine and immediately, and it knocks it loose from where it's stuck on the iodine sites. And then the other thing is that they begin to excrete lead and mercury. Is it for some reason giving people iodine helps them excrete some of the toxins we're exposed to? And like we mentioned earlier, iodine is what the military uses to try to prevent you from getting a thyroid cancer if you're exposed to a nuclear blast. Like when the Fujishima Daiichi blew up, there's all kinds of radioactive iodine coming across in the plume. And if you loaded your thyroid up with iodine, your thyroid won't pick up the radioactive form. So you want to load your thyroid up with good iodine so it doesn't pick up the stuff out of the leaking nuclear reactors. And, they're still leaking. So
I got this nascent type. I'm not sure it's actually even the brand. It's a type from Sophia Small Storm, the woman that did 911 Mysteries. But that was my question and comment. Go to the next caller, Deanna.
Thank you, Wes. Appreciate it. All righty, let's take Reese in New York. Reese, welcome to the program.
Hey, hello, Deanna.
Hi.
Hello, Dr. Kennedy.
Hey, Reese.
Got a question, and I think a lot of people probably are struggling on what to do with mercury amalgam fillings. If you've had them, I've had some since I was a child, probably going on 40 years now. Should you have them removed? Is it more dangerous to have them removed? And if you do, is there any composite? My dentist was telling me, and I have a good dentist, she says there's nothing really that will hold up for a long period of time.
Well, I'd say change dentist. I quit using mercury in 1980, and so I get to look at 30 years of work. And so if you know how to do it and you do it carefully and meticulously, you can get better longevity. And I can guarantee you, if you got 40-year-old amalgams, they've failed. They don't last that long. And what it is that they rot around the edges. And so when you take those out, there's a lot of stuff underneath. I have a YouTube video. It's called Safer Amalgam Removal. And that video was made 4 or 5 years ago, and the protocol has totally morphed. Is if you see bare skin in that video, it's wrong. You cannot be around that amount of mercury vapor and dust and have bare skin. So all the hair needs to be covered, all the face needs to be covered, all the bare skin needs to be covered, and that includes the patient. So, but anyway, the principles are basically the same. It's the same as a hazardous waste cleanup is you contain the problem, the mercury filling. You cut it in half so it comes out in two pieces, so you don't just pulverize it and spread it all over the room. You constantly blow in water on the thing at the same time, and that's the same as removing asbestos or anything else. You soak it down with water so that it's gooped up so it doesn't turn into a vapor, and then you suck it away and put it in a hazardous waste recycling container. So that's there's a YouTube video on that, and there are wonderful ways to fix teeth now. And if we could get the dentist to quit chopping teeth up to put the mercury filling in. To do a mercury filling, you got to remove, 60-70% of the center of the tooth, and it reduces the strength of the tooth 75%. So they end up breaking the teeth. So you don't have to do that. Is it with a laser or a drill or a sandblaster, you can just take away the rotted spot and flow plastic in it. So for the parents of small children, never let them chop the tooth up for a big mercury filling. And for adults like yourself and myself, cut the filling in half, take it out, send it to hazardous waste disposal, and make sure you have an alternative source of air to breathe while that's going on. You can just put a nose hose on you and pump oxygen or even compressed air through there so you have plenty of fresh air to breathe through your nose while they take the filling out of your tooth. That's the good
news. That's very helpful. Could I add one final question? You're familiar, probably, of course you are, with Dr. Weston Price. Do you think there's any merits to what he says about these tubules. When you have a root canal done, that the bacteria, very toxic bacteria, goes into your tubules and it poisons you?
Yeah, a brilliant scientist and a great leader in dentistry that has been widely ignored by the people that are causing the problems that he talked about. Absolutely. And that although he was talking about what he could see with a light microscope clear back in the 30s, now with DNA testing, and there's a video that I actually helped prepare of Hal Huggins, who has his own DNA testing laboratory now. You can take these root canal teeth, smash them with a hammer and break them up so that you got the contents of the tubules exposed to the DNA polymerized resin, and then actually identify genus species of the bacteria that are in those tubules. And, you know, it reads like the who's who of bad stuff. And that my friend Boyd Haley invented a thing called a tox test that measures the amount of what it's called an exotoxin. Bacteria make what are called exotoxins. They're living in this root, and that they've got a nice condominium there, but this dead root, and then they are making things that are poisonous to you coming out of that root. So your tooth actually ends up poisoning your entire systemic body, and these byproducts or exotoxins are more toxic than botulism. So, you know, it's just terrible stuff coming out of your tooth. And, you know, how would you ever know that? I mean, you know, this is, thank you, Dr. Price. And so, you know, Dr. Price wrote about, you know, like the lady that had arthritis so bad she's in a wheelchair, and he took out her infected tooth, and she's able to get up and walk for the first time in years. So there are lots of anecdotal stories. Now, how come nobody's done any research on that? Is because it would impugn the integrity of the people that are doing the causing the problem. So, you know, I don't care. If I caused a problem, forgive me. I'm going to do my level best to correct it.
Would you recommend using that calcium filler?
No, I don't recommend it. The one of the most toxic teeth I ever took out was my wife's, and I had used the calcium filler because then, you know, you go through this it's how we fill the teeth. You have to go through that whole series of things. So I can't believe that it's that bad, and so you go through and you say, well, it's the material we're putting in there, and so I used the calcium filler on hers. And some years later, you know, we extracted it and measured the amount of toxicity. It was one of the most toxic teeth that the laboratory had ever tested. So, and it was perfect. You know, I had it out on the bench. I took an X-ray of it both from the side, like you would in your mouth, and turned it 90 degrees and took another X-ray. And if you're using X-rays to decide whether a root canal is fine, it was perfect in every way, except the bottom third of the root was black. And then when they went to measure this toxicity, it was terrible. So, I don't think that they found a way to do a root canal. It's like what happens when grandma dies. What are you going to do with grandma? You're going to have her stuffed and put her in a rocking chair by the fireplace, or are you going to put her in the ground? Is it when the tooth is dead? I say put it in the ground.
All righty. Reese, did you have another question?
I may be able to save it, but if we can't save it, you know, what do I do? This sounds very serious. This stuff's leaching out these toxic poisons into my body.
By saving, they're talking about embalming. Is it the treatment to the tooth is very similar to the way you embalm a body, and some of the ingredients are the same that they use to embalm human beings. It doesn't solve the problem. Even an embalmed body will decay, and so that if you can do the very best job of embalming the tooth and then be able to measure exotoxins coming out of it, I don't think we can save the tooth. It's not a question of saving the tooth. It's called keeping the dead tooth in your jaw. It's 2 or 3 inches from your brain. It probably doesn't make any sense at all. It's just because we can, should we? I don't think so. That's
all
my
right.
opinion.
Thank you, Reese. All righty, let's go on to Jesse in Montana. Jesse, welcome to the program.
How are you two?
Great.
We're good.
And you?
Good. I just wanted to make an interesting comment. I don't know if this is new or not. We were sitting down having dinner with our neighbors, and we got to talking. And out where I live, there's a lot of people that have their own whales, you know. And we have a water tower up where I live, and we were talking about how they had fluoride in it and how we didn't like it. And he said that his father, who has his own private well, got a letter in the mail, and I'm not sure if it's from the state of Montana or it was federal, but it said that they're going to start periodically testing his water to see if there's any bad things in it, and if so, they would have to treat his well.
Yeah, and they're probably not looking for fluoride. They're looking for, because the United States currently has one of the highest fluoride standards on the planet at 4 parts per million. The National Academy of Science rejected that totally, but that doesn't mean that they're going to behave properly.
Mean, if they say treat the well, does that mean they're going to throw fluoride down the well and that's going to contaminate everybody's water?
No, they'll probably close the well or put they're probably looking for nitrates and, at least in Kansas where we had lots of the, leaking, missiles, we have rocket fuel in our aquifer, because that's real nasty stuff too.
So well, we have a lot of missile silos out here. Do you think that could have something to do with it?
Yep, that's what they're looking for. Is it that they know those things leak, and the Earth is porous, and so anything you put, that's why they tell you when you change the oil in your car, don't pour it on the ground. I mean, like you know, that it soaks down into the aquifer. So you know, the Earth is porous, and so whatever you put on the ground, if you're a farmer, you're putting pesticides on the ground, if you're putting nitrates on the ground, you're putting phosphates on the ground, all that stuff soaks down into the water. And so that, you know, it's probably not a bad idea to measure it yourself anyway and see what it is. Because, you know, you don't want to be drinking those things. Those things are not good for you. I'd prefer that you didn't put it on the plants, but, you know, I can't make agribiz pay any attention.
It'd definitely be nice if they would tell you why they had to test it.
Yeah. Well, that would be nice. It's probably coming from the state.
Now that I'm thinking of it, I'm going to try and get a copy of that letter, and I'll try and send it to you guys. So,
please do. You can get a hold of me through the fluoridegate.org.
All right. Thanks, guys. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you. All right. Let's take Annette in Utah. Annette, welcome to the program.
Hello. Just a moment ago, the doctor was talking about autism, and he said autism is mercury poisoning. Now, how many people really believe that definition? And I've always been concerned about autism, the rise that is in the United States. And, of course, I've got grandchildren who are having shots. Is autism mercury poisoning? And, you know, I've talked to nurses and doctors. They say, oh, the shots are perfectly fine. What's your opinion?
Well, you know, I arrived at that conclusion about, 2 decades ago. And, you know, since that time, the evidence has become overwhelming. What we get from the people who are responsible for the injury is denial. And I, for years, always taught my clients that if they were going to have their children vaccinated, insist that they have vaccines with no dimerosal, no mercury. And I would give them a list and explain to them, you know, the many euphemisms they use for this terrible poison. And one of my clients told me she went to the pediatrician. She had a small baby, and they were said it's time for the 6-month shots and so forth. And she said, well, I don't want any mercury in the vaccines for my baby. And the nurse says, oh, there's no mercury in these vaccines. And she said, well, can I see the package insert? And the nurse kind of huffed and puffed and, well, okay, and gave her the package insert. And she ran her finger down the list of ingredients, and there in little teeny, like, number 7 font size, it said thimerosal. And she said, it's right here, nurse, Gherkin, it says thimerosal. And she said, well, it's a little tiny bit. And she said, I don't want him to have a little tiny bit. I don't want any. And so anyway, you get lies from the people who are responsible for this injury. And she's trying to slough off the interest of that mother who has a right to choose vaccines that do not have mercury. And yet she is unwillingly, only because that mother was educated in my office, was she able to keep her child from being injected with mercury. So the perpetrators exist. They think they're doing the right thing. If you read the minutes of the Simpsonwood, type in Simpsonwood, and you will find the transcript of the Center for Disease Control Expert Committee on Vaccines. They met in 2000, I believe it was. and they looked at the data from the California Kaiser Permanente that showed unequivocally the more vaccines the child received, the more likely he was to have one of the myriad of learning disorders, autism spectrum disorder or dyslexia or whatever, neurological impairment of some sort. The more vaccines, the more damage. And they said, well, you know, this is very disturbing. Can't you make that data go away? Can't you make that go away? And they actually ended up hiding the data from researchers for a number of years. But autistic mothers have dug that out. You know, if you're going to commit heinous crimes, do not have a stenographer there taking dictation. And so their attitude is clear. They were protecting the program and not protecting the children. So it's real clear that mercury from vaccines or dental fillings or the mother receiving a flu shot or Rogam during pregnancy is the fundamental cause for much of the neurological impairment you see in children today.
All righty. Thank you. We do need to take a break. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today and tomorrow is Dr. David Kennedy. He is the author of How to Save Your Teeth, Toxic-Free Preventive Dentistry. The website is fluoridegate.org. And we still have Annette on the telephone. Annette, your comment, your question.
Just to finish, are there any vaccinations without mercury, and can you get vaccinations without mercury? Do they have them?
They actually make, I think, a mercury-free form of all the vaccines, with the exception of Rogam. If you're an Rh-negative mother with an Rh-positive husband, that they inject the mother with the Rogam, and the child is much more likely to have autism if they do that, and that's because of the mercury in the Rogam. But they do make mercury-free, and you know, but I think one of the major problems is what's called extreme vaccinations, that they are injecting babies on the day they're born with vaccines. Well, babies the day they're born don't have an immune system. There is no reason except for profit to inject a baby on the day it's born with anything. It should be nurtured and fed and put to bed. You know, it's a newborn. It doesn't need to be assaulted by medical care. And yet that's what we do in this country, and it needs to stop.
My grandson got a hepatitis B when
mercury.
I was furious.
There's generally mercury in hepatitis B. They may have taken it out in some cases, but most of the ones I've looked at still have mercury in it. So the insanity continues, and that they're going to deny, oh, you can't prove that because it's... No, you don't have to. If you're banging on a kid with a lead pipe, then you need to quit banging on the kid with the lead pipe. You don't have to prove that the kid's going to be injured from that. You got to stop beating on him with a lead pipe. That's the bottom line. And, you know, if there's mercury in the vaccine, you're beating on the kid with a lead pipe. Even some of the vaccines that don't have mercury have other bad stuff in them. So wait till the kid, you know, when I was growing up, we didn't have vaccinations until we were like, you know, 5 or 6 years old.
Right.
By that time, the kid is bigger and can tolerate it better. But, you know, vaccines, like the whooping cough epidemic they had last year, 80% of the kids had been vaccinated against whooping cough, 90% of those 80% had been vaccinated more than once. So what that means is that the vaccine doesn't work. So we've gone crazy for vaccines in this country, thinking, oh, let's vaccine, and, you know, like flu. How do you keep from getting the flu? Well, you get enough vitamin D and enough sunshine in your system, you don't get the flu. Why does it go summer and winter? It's because of sunshine. Well, you know, we have alternatives to sunshine called vitamin D. So, you know, I haven't had the flu in 30 years. So, you know, it's like, and I haven't had a flu vaccine ever. So, you know, it's like, you don't need to be squirting people with chemicals. It's not intelligent.
Thank you so much for your information. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Annette. Bye. Well, you are going to be back tomorrow, but, oh, I have a question for you. What kind of a fluoride tester do you recommend?
I have a Lamotte, L-A-M-O-T-T-E, pocket tracer, T-R-A-C-E-R. And, you know, I have a lot, you know, like to educate restaurants and people like that about their various beers and so forth that they have and the water they serve on the table. So I just carry it around my pocket and whip it out. I calibrate it, you know, once or twice a week, and it stays in calibration excellently. So
okay,
35
well,
seconds, I can tell you what's in it. So,
all righty. We're going to have you back tomorrow. And so people who did not get their questions answered can call back in tomorrow. And so we will talk with you tomorrow.
thank you so much for sharing this with your listeners.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow. I guess I've said that enough, right? Bye-bye.